We've been keeping an eye on the State Capture Commission this week. All week, Transnet has been the focus, particularly Siyabonga Gama and the role that he played. Today, Transnet former board chairperson Mafika Mkwanazi, he's been testifying. Reporter Ntikwana Ngatane has been doing a great job all of this week keeping us up to date with the State Capture Commission. Ntikwana, what's been happening there today?
Well, as usual, Mandy, we are hearing the Deputy Chief Justice break into laughter, not because what he's hearing is funny, but I think it's more unbelievable than anything else. The latest thing that he had just before I started talking to you was that ministers had people inside of SOEs, and they probably even had companies that they wanted to get business from SOE. So that's why on any given day or time, a minister, even if they were not Minister of Public Enterprises, knew intimate details of what was happening at SOE. But let me start at the beginning. Siyabonga Gama was CEO, and he faced disciplinary action. Former chairperson of the board, Mafika Mkwanazi, defended Gama. But the Deputy Chief Justice says, how is it that you defended him when you don't even know whether what he did was wrong? For instance, there was a contract of about 960 million rand. It ballooned to 1.8 billion rand. And it did that without board approval that should have happened before. And yet that board approval was only applied for afterwards. So this is one of the charges against Gama. But Naomi Kwanazi says Gama was not given the opportunity to apply for a board approval. But the Deputy Chief Justice says, as a senior executive, he should have known that he should have applied for that board approval. So you can't give him the benefit of having applied for a board approval when he actually hadn't. And so these are just some of the issues that are happening at the State Capture Commission. Yeah, he's testifying remotely and by video link, so we are listening to him now.
And Ntikwana Ngatane, thank you very much for letting us know what's happening there. Apologies about that line towards the end, but that is the State Capture Commission currently on the go looking at Transnet.